mistaken.
My name's John Getz.
Hi, John Getz. I'm Stephanie.
They call me Farmer John.
I'm John.
Exactly. Where's your farm?
No, Oregon, Michigan.
Where's that?
Well, it's about as far south as you can get, right up in Toledo.
Oh, is that right?
Right by the border.
Do you go to the Toledo market, too?
No. Ann Arbor market's our market.
How long have you been coming to this market?
Probably a while. Many years.
Many years? What do you sell?
We sell just vegetable produce. Mm-hmm. And the Christmas season, we sell Christmas wreaths and gray blankets and pillows, garland, that kind of thing. That's all.
Does anybody come with you from your family to sell?
Family-run operation.
Yeah? How many generations?
We're on the fifth generation.
You're the fifth generation?
No,
wow.
We're on our fifth generation.
Oh, you're
I'm
not
right? The fifth generation.
Oh, got you, got you.
Well, you got some coming up after you, huh?
Yeah, and then we got some quite a bit shorter yet. There.
That don't do enough chores yet.
They can create a crop, quite a bit of havoc on the farm.
I bet.
But, we've enjoyed growing produce, and we enjoyed coming to Ann Arbor because we can sell a lot of different products because of the diversification of types of nationalities that congregate here at Ann Arbor. And so we can, we're very universal. We are flexible of what the needs are of the people.
Can you give some examples, some of the things you sell that are a little more diverse here?
Well, used to be tomatoes, melons, corn were the big items, but that's sort of a European trend, but now it's a lot of Oriental nationalities are here, and so you run into a lot of various types of vegetables in the green line, I call it the salad line, that people are accustomed to have in their country. And also, the new movement now is a lot of no spray on your products, and so no spray is what we sort of lean towards, so we're in this new trend of trying to understand the organic process, and so that's the area that we're leaning towards. We're also trying to be self-sufficient on the farm, but taking care of all our own business without leaning on other people. So we've bought a solar system for on our farm. We're going to install that for our irrigation.
Great.
And we're in due time, I imagine we'll lean away from electricity.
Wow, that's fabulous. So
that is
good
a good plan.
We've also learned how to grow produce through the winter months without any heat.
Is that right?
In the soil.
Do you have hoop houses, or what do you have?
It's a type of hoop house. It's a little different than a lot of people have because our structure, you can grow in the ground and harvest every single month of the year.
Wow.
Some kind of product.
Do you come here 12 months a year?
Come here all year long.
Do you really? How many acres do you farm down there?
Well, there's 300 acres.
300 acres?
Yeah. We've got greenhouses, we got hoop houses, and this Christmas decorations is a good business too, we have. So
yeah.
It's been great to come here to Ann Arbor because, like I said, there's so many different things that we can sell all year long.
Yeah.
And keep all these different people happy. Because when they come to market, they expect to see something they need or recognize.
Mm-hmm.
It's here.
Uh-huh.
And that is important
and
in
so
those
that
winter
brings
months.
Them back.
Yeah, when you might not think it's worth it.
During the winter months, we've had a good crowd basically every single market day unless the weather is completely horrible.
Fantastic.
We only had that occur
Did your parents come to this market too?
No.
Nope.
No. Our family started out in the Detroit market.
Gotcha.
And, we moved away from that and we ended up going to
We've been doing it all
market.
Summer.
Ann
Arbor's I think they're
going to
keep doing every other Wednesday
of all
market.
Markets we've ever been to.
Stop by and be
here. You never got shot here at the Ann Arbor market, huh?
If I'm here.
Good.
And you're here.
That was an incident. Pretty random, to say the least.
I was teasing him about his getting shot at the Ypsilanti market.
Oh, right. Well, I have to bring my gun next time to the Ann Arbor market. Give you a little thrill. I don't actually have a gun. I missed some of that answer because I was talking to her.
I know, that's one of the tough things. We're interviewing one person and trying to recruit other people at the same time.
But we're content here at this market.
Yeah.
It's been good for all our families. And my sons are following suit.
How many sons do you have?
I have four boys.
Four boys?
Four
and they're
boys.
All, they're all working on the farm with you?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I'm going to probably stay on the farming end of it somewhat anyway. And it's been a real viable situation to be on this market for our family.
Good.
And, I would expect it'll continue that way because this market seems to be growing. And it's, what should I say? It's a market that doesn't have a lot of confrontations in it, which other markets do.
Is that true?
Why,
that's my cucumber? Give me back that cucumber. What kind of confrontation?
Usually with stall
problems. Oh, vendor. Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Right.
Not over cucumbers.
Well, it can be over cucumbers. It's usually not over cucumbers.
Right. Oh, there was a carrot to
but
answer
here,
that.
But here it's a calm market. I mean, it really is.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people love this market a lot.
Well, it's publicized well, and since there's such a variety of clientele, word of mouth, it goes in every direction here, and that's good. And, a lot of the other markets don't have that to fall back on.
Oh.
You know, if they got one nationality or two, and then you gear up for that, the advertisement budget is narrow.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go far then.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, were you saying that this past winter was the busiest winter at the market yet?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think accounts for that? More vendors than usual?
Well, all those things that I've listed, different types of clientele, they find the products they're looking for here. And since the vendors are supplying their needs on the produce line, fruit line, they come back.
Mm-hmm.
And they get any type of quantity they want, from a single item to large volumes. This market's well known for the restaurants coming here to shop.
That's true.
That also helps publicize the market beyond the market advertising, because when people eat product in a restaurant that came from the market or the vendors that supply the market.
Do you know that some of your customers are restaurant people?
Well, I've got probably at least a dozen.
Excellent.
At least a dozen. A lot of catering services come here to pick up their food. All those are great.
I think the other thing that probably contributed is this movement of this eat locally. I think that really has helped as well.
It sure has helped.
Have you seen a difference?
We've also picked up larger customers from this market too. Through FSEP, that's an organization on trying to sponsor food production and also to get the people more involved. It stimulated organizations to look at the market from a different viewpoint, not so much like, oh, it's cheap, I'm going to buy it at the market. It's more like, it's good quality, I'm going to buy it at the market.
Exactly.
And so we picked up like Ford and so on, Ford Motor Company.
Wow.
And what is the organization that you were talking about?
FSEP.
F-Shop?
FSEP.
F-Stop.
Yeah. And so, like, through the market, we picked up the universities, several flower shops. It's just unlimited. All you have to do is stretch out your imagination a little bit and work on it, and you'll pick up all kinds of clients.
That's so good to hear.
And,
so positive.
Positive. It's been marvelous. I'm serious. It
I'm
really
so
has.
Glad.
I come from a long line of farmers, so I'm going to be excited to tell my mother this story.
Because when I first started out, more or less on my own, after my dad broke away from the Detroit market, many years ago, I brought home $17 and I thought that was great, you know. But I was a young Schaefer, you know, and I thought that was good money. But now, you know, this really stabilizes my family and all my son's families too.
Fantastic.
And, you know, we could expand more, but we don't want to lose sight of our customers we have either, because you can go sort of wildly on your customers and lose sight where your direction is on your selling and production. Yeah.
Quality versus quantity.
That's right.
Well,
managing growth is a hard thing for any business
person. Right now we've got about 3,200 customers.
Wow.
that we deal with.
That's great.
So we use email, we use our cell phone greatly, keep contact with everybody. We usually run a spreadsheet every week on our customers so we can fill out their orders according to what they need. And all we have to do is just use our resources at hand, and
it's a lot more possibilities.
We could just go in every kind of direction we want, but this market is our focal point for our direction of our farming. And that's why we don't ever want to lose this market.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because the people know us. We advertise for the market through our own farm. We advertise for other customers that are ours through our farm also.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, one hand washes the other to a certain degree, as the expression goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to benefit other people along with our own farm. And, you know, that's appreciated. The people look at it like, you know, that's great for us too. So we're going to come back and we're going to be your customer. And they are.
That's so
and they're
good.
Loyal to us too. I mean, they do anything, whatever, you know, is needed through the season to change with the seasons. They're flexible. Like, for example, if a restaurant has an order of a certain product and the season has either gone by or is coming up for that product.
Yes, right.
Right. So they will say, you know what, we'll change our menu to accommodate the product you have. And, you know, a lot of times in the past, they're very rigid. You know, if they needed a certain product, they couldn't get it, they went elsewhere
mm-hmm.
and got it.
Mm-hmm. But
now it's like, you know what, we'll help you out, you help us out, we're going to change this, we'll work with you.
Yeah. And I think the restaurant industry itself is changing where it's not so standardized.
Right.
Certainly small restaurants, not right. chain, obviously, but
that.
Yeah, where they can do that.
Oh, yeah. So,
well, that's so great, because that's just the kind of direction that we all hope this local food movement will go, that everybody will benefit from it and we'll all have a bigger sense of community as a result.
Yeah,
of
no,
that.
It's, there's a lot of networking within the last 2 years, especially. But this last year, we really expanded in that area.
Fantastic.
And so, basically, it's like we have a big family throughout the community.
And the other thing it does, if farmers are healthy, then we don't have all these stupid suburbs everywhere. And we have open land and farmland and things growing.
Well, it's just like for us, we hire up to 40 people on the farm, which we didn't do before. Because
so
we did
have jobs.
Right, we've created a lot of jobs. And the jobs are flexible jobs for moms, especially. Well, we do hire some men, but especially for moms that have children. They put them in school or on the bus, you know, and they got some spare time between when they put them on the bus and when they got to pick up the kids, and they'll work for us
mm-hmm.
during that time. Or if people are in between jobs and they're looking for some work, you know, it's a stepping stone for them. They come out to the farm, they work on the farm, they do maybe find a job later on, but they always come back to the farm and help us out,
oh,
see,
I bet.
You know?
I bet.
And so those relationships go beyond just the market.
Yeah.
And we use various ethnic groups on the farm. We've got all kinds of people come there. It isn't just, you know, one nationality. And
do you have a sales thing at the farm, like a farm stand or anything like that?
We don't have a stand, but people do come to the farm
stop
to pick
it.
Up stuff.
Uh-huh,
so it's
uh-huh.
Word of mouth. You need something, go out to the farm, they'll have
uh-huh.
it. And we've also established a relationship in our community down there that people know that we pick our products on Tuesday, so we're around on the farm. Pick our products on Friday, they're around on the farm. Those are the days we'll pick up our products.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, I call it a win-win-win-win situation. So many different directions.
It is. It
and,
definitely is.
And it sounds like you're just learning so fast as you go, as these things
well,
are changing.
In the last 2 years, we have done a lot of changing. I've gone back to Michigan State. I took some extra courses on how to grow these products through the winter time. We're working with a composting situation.
Mm.
So we're always a traditional farmer, and now we're in transition,
uh-huh.
change over. And hey, and never too old to learn.
That's right.
So that's why I went back to Michigan State and picked up a few few programs there that I went through, and they were beneficial, and I put those into practice on our farm. And my boys sort of like, eh, Dad, I don't know, you know, this isn't probably so great. And after they see it work, they said, well, this is the way we're going to go, you know. So,
no, I like thinking of the old man being the one.
Me too.
Well, usually, you know, if Dad, you know, you're far out, you know, on the left field, you know. But this time, like, you know what, this isn't so bad after all. So after they see that it is a positive movement that brings back good revenue for them, sustains their family, it's like, yeah, now I'm interested. You know, my eyes are right with the program. So, yeah, it's a great movement. We're completely satisfied, very happy, and a lot different than it was, say, 10 years ago, where it was the same old thing, and you were sort of wondering how to get rid of your product, and you only grew for your short season, and didn't know what to do the rest of the time to bring in revenue. So things changed, really have.
That's great. That's heard anyone tell that story in that way.
No, we haven't.
The real business end of making it work.
Exactly. Yeah. We haven't. That's true.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Goetz, for sharing with us today.
Well, you know, my first job was picking pickles.
Okay.
And I was 13 years old, and it was wonderful because every job after that was an improvement. So, you know, well, at least I'm not picking pickles.
Well, that's true.
But that's what kids did where I grew up for their summertime money. Yeah. You would pick pickles or silk corn was another thing. Yeah. Take the silk out of the corn. Yeah.
Well, we've also expanded into our younger people by having schools come out to our farm.
Oh, yeah.
And we give them, we take it just a set period of time through a day, take the kids through the farm, and they get to plant plants, and they get to plant seeds, and they get to feed the animals.
Really? How
they
great.
Go out to the field and look at certain items they've never seen before, you know, and we introduce those to them. And that's good because they remember that and say, Mom, you know, I had that out on the farm. I tasted that. That was pretty good, you know. Or I know how to plant those seeds, Mom, you know, and they do it for themselves.
And it's so much fun to watch something grow, period.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of children don't have the opportunity to be acquainted with any of those
things.
That's
true. Right. That's true.
And so to introduce a child to something that's new and that they're going to keep or cherish the rest of their life, you know, it is sort of a highlight even for us to watch that youth absorb that information, take it to heart, you know, they're going to use it someday.
Wow.
And they pass it on, like, to their parents, if their parents aren't acquainted with it either, you know, they'll say, Mom, Dad, you know, this is what we did. And so it's educational for them. And we go through various other things on the farm. We'll take them out and maybe just have some fun in the field, too. We'll take out there a rope and we'll do tug of war, or we'll take some gunny sacks and have bag races. And you know, some of those things the child will remember, maybe not the food they tasted, maybe not the seed they planted, but the fun they had on the farm. They'll think back and say, you know, we should go back to the farm and visit them. Oh, that's right, they went to market. Let's go see them up at market. You know, after they get older, they remember those things and carry that back. So,
yeah.
Good for you. What
everything.
A great thing to add to what you're offering the community.
Well,
kids there.
I try to make it interesting, not just for our family, but for other people too, so that they have something to take home, to keep, to cherish, to use, to learn by. And people come to the farm, they take pictures, you know, and they got those as a keepsake.
Mm-hmm.
It's all great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, all good.
This is a wonderful story.
I know. I'm so glad you stopped.
Me too. And you thought you didn't have anything to say.
That's right.
You had a ton to say.